Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, author, speaker, and leader of the Global Surrender Movement. So glad you're hanging out with me today in the Surrender Break Room. This is a place you can come in, relax, regroup, and then re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. I want to give you a new perspective on praying today, on your prayers. So we're talking from the topic, are your prayers too small? Are your prayers too small? I'll ask you again, are your prayers too small? I've learned over time that I can go to God with big, audacious, bold prayers, but I wasn't always there. I was really not skeptical, but really hesitant to ask for anything big, and everybody's reason is different. I grew up in a faith-healing church and in a Bible-believing church, and my parents were prayed big prayers. They had a lot of faith. But when I got, an adult, I started wondering for myself, God want to answer my prayers? And sometimes it's a matter of worth. Is he listening to me? Does he care about my prayers? And why am I asking for all of that? Oh, you're doing too much. You asking for too much. No. Actually, God actually wants you to do too much in this area. He wants you to ask too much in this area because God could dream a bigger dream than you can. He could absolutely dream a bigger dream than you can. And he just wants to see how much you believe in the dream that he has put in your heart. So we, again, are talking about these prayers and this prayer life, and you get into a place where you believe you can ask for bigger. So we're going to cover 2 points today. One is, if you're going to ask for big, if you're going to make big, bold prayers, and you're not getting prayers answered even now, this is usually the reason why. Because the Bible tells us you have not because you ask not. So number one, if you're going to get your prayers answered and you're going to be able to pray boldly, you have to ask. That's the first point. And secondly, you've got to write it down. You got to write it down. So you got to ask and you got to write it down. Let's focus first before the break on asking. You have to ask. Ask. James 4 and 2 through 3. Make sure you read those on today, but I'll just focus on James chapter 4, verse 2a, it says, you do not have because you do not ask God. Just that simple. You do not have because you do not ask. You got to ask. You got to ask. Even if it seems like something you don't even necessarily know that God can really do or that he will do it through you, go ahead and ask. There's a quote that Steve Harvey says that if you up your ask, he'll up his give. You ask and he's going to give, but you got to up your ask. If you ask for things that are all so super duper small, God, would you pay my rent? Come on now. Haven't he paid your rent every month? Haven't you met that? Get bolder, get braver, ask for a mortgage. Lord, give me a mortgage. Lord, I know you could pay my mortgage. Give me a mortgage. Just recently, for the last couple of years, I was praying for a new vehicle. And I'm talking about this in a materialistic way because this is things that people could relate to a lot of times. But you're going to be asking God for all sorts of things related to your ministry, your business, your purpose. But I'm just throwing out these things that really are part of the human experience when we need certain little materialistic things. And I remember praying for a car. My car was on its last leg, like before that. Like it was on a respirator pretty much. And I just kept asking God, I kept saying, I want a new car, And finally, when time came, I got that new car, but I kept putting it out there. I would boldly put out my car that I wanted to everybody who I was talking to on Periscope, Facebook Live, wherever I was. I would tell them, I'm getting this car, you guys. I'm getting a QX80. That's the car I'm getting. I'm getting this car. And it took a little while, but it's here. Right in my garage, I got my QX80. And you know what? And I didn't say, God, I don't know if you could do it. I hope you can. I don't know if I make enough money yet to do it. Nope. The desire was in my heart, so I went for it. And I did end up getting that. And, the scripture tells us that, too. It says that delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. What it says is delight in him, and he will give you your desires. He will plant the seeds in your heart for the things that you should be asking for. So you asking because he has already planted that seed. And I always ask God, this is not you. If I'm just going off on a tangent and you're not really putting this in my heart, Lord, take that desire from me. I invite God to do that. That's what surrender is all about, doing God's will his way. if that's not your desire, but if that's your desire, I'm going to keep this thing before you, Lord. I'm going to keep on asking. I'm going to keep on believing. So remember, the first point is you have not because you ask not. Another quote I love that Mark Batterson makes related to that is that he says, bold prayers honor God, and God honors bold prayers. God isn't offended by your biggest dreams or biggest prayers. He is offended by anything less. If your prayers are impossible to you, they are insulting to God. You better go ahead, Pastor Mark Batterson. I love that. He's like, you better just go ahead and ask, because God is not offended by it. If anything, he's offended with your little prayer. So you better go ahead and ask God. And lastly, Pastor Batterson also says the greatest tragedy in life is the prayers that go unanswered because they were not asked. They were never asked and they go unanswered. That's the greatest tragedy. So we know that if we ask, we can be faithful. He is faithful and just to give those things that he has promised to us. So all you have to do is ask. And there have been so many times in my life that I've had to make that ask. I went the big ask. Not the little one, like the big one. Like, for example, when I was in grade school, I got the idea, the bright idea that I was going to go to college. I was going to go to college, yes, Lord, with my parents having 8 kids and no college fund. I'm going to go to college. Yes, I am. And I remember, it's so interesting, I remember going to one of my counselors and they were trying to give me another idea of something I could do outside of college. I was like, are you serious? No. I don't have any other option but to go to college. You know why? Because God had already put that in my heart. I didn't know where the money was coming from. I knew my parents had the money. It didn't matter because God will give you provision where you are inspired and asking him for things he will provide. And I didn't care. I have a college fund. Y'all know I went to college. Went to college. Not only do I have 1 degree, I have 3 degrees. Ask me how much I paid. I ain't paying not 1 cent for my degrees. I got 3 degrees. A psychology BA, a counseling psychology MS, and a PhD in counseling psychology. And I didn't pay not 1 cent. You know why? Because I was brave enough to ask God for what I wanted and brave enough to speak that thing because I knew it was going to come to pass. And we're going to talk about that next, about writing the vision after we get back from this break. So don't go anywhere. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back with the second part of our talk on today about being able to make your request known in writing that vision. So we'll be right back, y'all. Hello, welcome to the Surrender Break Room. This is a place for business leaders and a place where you can come in, relax, regroup, and re-engage the world with a whole new health and wellness perspective. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, author and speaker, and I can't wait to energize you and get you ready for the week, because being in business is challenging, but the Surrender Break Room is going to make it so much easier. Make sure to catch me Mondays at 8:30 a.m. Greetings. This is Dr. Celeste Owens, author and speaker and leader of the Global Surrender Movement. I want to invite you to participate in our 2020 Global Surrender Fast and get ready to experience miracles, signs, and wonders as you join in prayer and fasting with business owners and laypersons from around the globe. This year, in celebration of our 10th year anniversary of hosting the Surrender Fast, we are inviting you to participate with 40,000 other fasters. Yes, you heard me right. 40,000, that's what we're believing God for, to be in prayer and fasting, seeking God's face for your business, for your team, everything that God has in store for you. So that fast will happen September 21st to October 30th, and you can register at surrenderfast2020.com. Come and be a part of this great experience. All righty, you all, we're back. I'm Dr. Celeste Owen. So glad that you're hanging out with me today in the Surrender Break Room. This is a place you can come in, relax, regroup, and then re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. So today we are talking about prayers. Are your prayers too small? You tell me, are your prayers too small? Because I know if your prayers are too small, that you're not living the life that God ordained. You're not living the abundant life. Your prayers are too small, because God responds to all prayers, including big prayers. He's going to respond to those as well. So, and this is how you know if your prayers are too small. And this is how you don't get the big ask or the big prayers answered, because first of all, you don't ask for them. You don't ask for the big things. And secondly, you don't write them down. So right before the break, we talked about why it was important for you to ask, and how when I was looking to go to college, I asked for it. I prayed for it. And another thing I did was I wrote it down. So that's part two of this. If you're going to get your prayers answered, and you're going to have that big prayer, all of those big prayers answered, you have to write it down. All successful people know. All successful people do is write down the vision. It's biblical. Even if they don't realize it's in the Bible, it's a concept that God has given us, that you have to write the vision and make it plain. That's Habakkuk 2:2. It reads, "And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets, that he may run who reads it." That is phenomenal. You got to write it down. And you know what's so interesting about writing it down, and even something similar to that, is making a vision board. I resisted it for years. I resisted a vision board for years. I would hear people every first January 1st, "We're having a vision board party. Come on this month. We're having a vision board. Let's write it down." I'm like, I do not have time for this. What? I don't want to do that. I'm not writing down a vision. I'm not making a vision board. Ugh. And you know why I was resistant is because deep down, I wasn't really sure if those things would come to pass. I wasn't really sure if I was just making up something in my head, or God was really telling me that, and I wasn't going to take a chance on writing it down if it didn't come to pass. That might shake my faith a little bit. No, when you are seeking God's face, when you are looking to delight yourself in him, the word tells us he will give you the desires of your heart. He will tell you what to dream. He will tell you what to put out there and what to pray for. So I started, once I got that concept under my belt, I was like, oh, wait a minute, I'm about to start asking, because I know I can't come up with this concept by myself. God gave me this concept. What? So I just started asking, and I started seeing God move. And not only asking, but I started writing things down so that I could go back and look at it. So like the scripture says, that he may run who reads it. So I not only just write it down, you all, I write it down and I revisit what I wrote down, because not everything, you're not in my office right now, but some of my vision and some of the things that I'm dreaming about and praying about are actually on my wall in my office. So literally every day when I walk in, I see the things right on my wall. But there are some things that I have written in a journal. So one thing that Steve Harvey encourages all of us to do is to write down, it's like a ridiculous amount of dreams, like 300 or 400. And I still don't have that many down on paper. I'm up at like 200 or something. And I bet you some of them are repeating. But I just write. He's like, anything you want to dream, anything, just start writing down. And it's interestingly enough, when I go back to relook at those things, they've been coming to pass. Just me writing them down. Because when you write them down, you shift the atmosphere. You start to say, I actually believe this. I am actually putting hand to paper, and I actually believe that this thing will come to pass. You actually shift the atmosphere. You actually implement the prayer that says, let it be done on earth as it is already done in heaven. It's already done in heaven. Just waiting on you. You know, a lot of times people go, oh, I'm waiting on God. Really? Really? No, he's waiting on you. He's waiting on you to be bold enough to ask, and bold enough to write it down. So you have to write down those things. Let me tell you something I wrote down this year. What? It's super duper big, super duper courageous. And I started telling people at that, and I didn't know how in the world it was going to happen. And it still hasn't happened, but I'm just waiting on it. Earlier this year, we do a global surrender fast every year. We do a global surrender fast every September to October. We've been doing it for a decade. This is our 10th year in existence doing our global surrender fast. We'll have one again this year. If you want to join in, come hang out with us. Go on the website, drcelesteowens.com, and register for the global surrender fast. It's phenomenal. It'll change your life. So anyway, every year we do it. Every year we have thousands of people do it with us. I don't know exactly how many. I can't keep track, because I don't know how many people share it and tell other people. I can't keep track. But I would say thousands. Do you know that it just came on my heart to ask for tens of thousands? I was like, I'm going to ask for tens of thousands. Okay. So I write in my vision book, journal, 2020, we're going to have 40,000 people fasting. That's what I wrote. 2020, we are going to have 40,000 surrender fasters in our global surrender fast. Do you think I know how that was going to happen? No, no clue. No clue. I started trying to think up a plan. Well, maybe I can ask all the pastor friends I know, and then they can ask. I don't know. I just gave up. So then one of my friends a month later says, hey, we got the Global Surrender Fast coming in. It was actually one of my board members. We started talking about it. And I got safe, you guys. When I went to go tell her what I believe we were going to have, I got safe because I got a little bit afraid. So I was like, hey, Natalie, I think this year we can have 10,000 people fasting. She's like, 10,000? That's it? In my spirit, it's 40,000. Oh, my goodness. You know, I just almost fell over. Natalie, that's really what I got written in my book, but I was afraid to say it. But when two or three are gathered together, he'll be in the midst. And actually, also, he will confirm some things through another person. And God was with us in that conversation. So you know what I did? Instead of having it in my little journal that I was keeping to myself, I actually started telling people. I started writing it. I wrote it on my vision board that's visible in my office. I started telling people on Periscope, Facebook Live, in emails. I just started telling people, I don't know how it's going to happen. I even had somebody who said, why are you putting a number on it? Can you even handle something like that coming your way? And I was kind of like, I don't know, but I know God told me what to ask for. But you know what? Let me tell you something interesting, you all. And I want to tell you this in here. You better ask bold. You better be brave. You better ask God. And it don't matter how you think you're going to get it. Because God is all about providing provision for what he tells you to do. So recently I've been asked to come on to different shows to talk about Making Peace with Hunger, the book that I have. Do you know I was on Dr. Jazz's show about a week ago? Dr. Jazz Gerlach, because you don't know her, amazing preacher, woman of God, was on her show. And she tells me after the show, you know, I got 13,000 people listening. What? You got 13,000 people? What? Really? Wow. Then I get the amazing opportunity to go speak at First Baptist Church at Glendower near Bible Study. You know, there's thousands and thousands who just listen live. All of a sudden, I realize, I see you, God. What? I see you. I see you. I know how you go do this thing, but I see it coming. I see it. I got an excitement in my spirit. I see that 40,000. I see what you're going to do because, Lord, you know what? Everybody then went to an electronic platform. So, Lord, we got all these electronic fasters about to show up and show out. So, Lord, I see you. I see you. So you got to tell God, Lord, I believe you. I trust you. I'm going to write this thing down. I'm going to see this thing come to pass. And, Lord, if I just have a mustard seed faith, and you know what the mustard seed faith is? Writing it down, sharing it with somebody you could trust, putting it on your vision board. That's the mustard seed faith. And God will do, what does it say in Ephesians 3:20? He will do exceedingly abundant above all you could ask or think. Y'all know I thought of 40,000, so what more can he do? So thank you for hanging out with me today. Again, I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, and this has been the Surrender Break Room. You can catch it each and every Monday morning, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But if you miss it, you can listen to the replay, whichever way you get it. Make sure you get it in your spirit so that you change your perspective about what God wants to do in and through you. Make sure you catch us for our Global Surrender Fast, where we're going to have 40,000 fast and strong. Make sure you catch us, surrenderfast2020.com, or you can just go to my website, drcelesteowens.com, and sign up there. But be a part of this miracle experience that God is going to do in and through us with the Global Surrender Fast. Be blessed, you guys. I love you. Stay surrender for life, because there's no other way to live, and I'll catch you next week. Be blessed.